Hello, through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hi there, I'm looking to speak to Daniel Asprey, is it?
Daniel Asprey, yeah, just one moment, see if I could possibly transfer the call.
Thank you very much.
Hi, sir. Unfortunately, I'm unable to transfer the call to Daniel at the moment due to technical issues, so I'll continue the call as normal. Would you be able to provide me with the answers to three questions for data protection purposes?
Yeah.
Can you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, sir?
8/6/1984.
One moment. Yeah, and could you confirm for me either your email address or your mobile number?
07899-407-571.
Brilliant, and then can you just confirm for me your postal address?
It's flat 2/290 Castlemilk Drive. It's Castlemilk, Glasgow, 3459 Delta Sierra.
Absolutely fantastic. So you passed data protection. So the purposes for my colleague Daniel giving you a call is we're just receiving some pushbacks in relation to a subject access request what we're sending on your behalf.
Yep.
For some reason, the local councils decided to index the CER records in parents' names. So we're just calling just to gather further information from you so we can get in receipt of your records.
Yep.
Can you please provide for me your parents' names?
My mum's name is Patricia McCary.
Patricia.
McCary spelled M-C-C-A-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
My real father's name is Dimitri Savatis.
Dimitri. Will you be able to spell the last name for me, please?
Yeah, it's S-A-V-A-T. A-T, T for tango.
S-A-V-A-T.
Yeah, I-S.
Is fantastic.
And when I was in care, my real father wasn't about, so my stepfather was taking care of me, so it might be under his name, maybe Ian Thompson. He was my guardian at the time, so I'll give you both just in case.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. That's a good idea. A few more questions. Do you remember what your address was before you was placed into care?
It would have been a London address, I think, maybe. Yeah, a London address.
Okay.
It would have been Marmadon Road. I don't remember the number, that's in Plumpton. I just remember the street name and the area.
That's fine. I'll be able to just put London on it. It's just sometimes they also use the address of the child before the recent occurrence.
What happened is I went in we moved back down to my mum met somebody from England and we moved down when I was like 5 or 6 and then kind of I went into foster care when I was like 9, 10. This is obviously going back a while, so the years might be slightly out. And then that was the start of my care journey. My mum and dad came back up to Scotland, and I got transferred back up to Scotland into residential schools, secure units, stuff like that.
Okay, no problem. We've only got at the moment on file for your care settings, for specifically within Scotland, we've got St John's, and then also St Mary's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main ones, to be fair. Like, it was a pretty short period in London, and there was some carry-on with the foster parents, but it opens up a new kind of worms, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is true. When it comes to the foster parents, if that is something what happened while she was in England, and it was under, like, the England Council's care operations, then I'll speak to my manager about it, but I believe because you've had also care setting placements within Scotland and then also England, you qualify, of course, for the Scottish application for each of the scheme. But we are doing next year, they're going to bring out an England one as well, which is specifically for, which is the same parameters before 2004, any care settings been placed into. So if your foster parents were in England, you may be able to also apply for the English Bruiser scheme when it comes.
There was multiple foster parents. I was kind of a bit of both, and then I was in a place called Orchard Lodge, which is just outside Crystal Palace, which is a residential and secure unit. That's where I was before I got shipped back up to Scotland. So that's a bridge we can obviously cross when that opens up next year or whenever it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what we'll do when we've eventually been in receipt of all your records anyway, David, we'll give you a call to book you in for a witness statement. We'll give you a call first to obviously see if what date and time is best available for you. But when that comes around, once we've completed the witness statement and we've passed your application to the Scottish Redress Panel, we'll possibly give you a call back just to discuss how to move forward in relation to the English scheme. But as I've said previous, that will only be next year.
Perfect.
But from what you've described to me, you should be able to qualify for that too. It just depends on the parameters and the regulations and restrictions what they may put on the scheme themselves, i.e. the government requirements. But to continue on with the phone call for the further information that we need to retrieve from you, was you known as any other names whilst you was in Kerr?
No, it was always David Thompson. When my mother remarried when I was five, and I took my father's name, and that's the name I've been known as. That's what's on my passport. That's what's, you know what I mean? It's actually been changed on my birth certificate as well. So it says previous name Savakis, because it's obviously my father's name, and that was on my original birth certificate.
Yeah.
But Thompson on my birth certificate now.
All right, there, that's fine then. No, if you've been known as Thompson all the way throughout Kerr, then that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
The final thing is just if you can confirm for me your GP and the GP's correspondence address, i.e. the postal address.
Yes, I've just literally changed over. I'll need to Google it.
Yeah, no problem.
So the address is Castle Milk Health Centre. So that's just Castle and Milk, all one word.
So Castle Milk Health Centre.
And that's 71 Dougherty Drive. I'll spell Dougherty for you. It's D-U-G.
Yeah.
Sorry. D-O-U-G.
Yeah.
R-I-E. And that's just Drive.
Okay, just one moment, because we have to be very meticulous when we send subject access requests to health centres. So they could be, I'm just having a check now. One moment. Okay, yeah, so it's just Castle Milk Group Practice. The only reason why I just was making sure to confirm that is just that if, you know, some health centres within Scotland have like five GPs registered underneath the health centre. So if we were to send a subject access request to a health centre, but there was other GPs in there, it's invalid. So we were just asking to make sure there. But I do have Castle Milk Group Practice, 71 Dougherty Drive, Castle Milk, Glasgow. That's the only GP what's registered underneath that address. So I'll go ahead and I'll send a subject access request to your GP in relation to retrieving your medical your GP records.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, so we've got Glasgow. Was Glasgow the main local authority that you was under when you was in?
No, it wasn't Glasgow. It was Eastern Barton, so which is just a county just outside Glasgow. So my mother moved to Kirkcaldy, which is something under the bracket Eastern Bartonshire. So in Scotland, you've got Glasgow City Council, Eastern Bartonshire, East Renfrewshire, North Lanarkshire. They're all just on the outskirts and just inside Glasgow. So the social work department that were in control of me was Eastern Bartonshire Social Work Department, and they were based in Mulgay.
East Dunbartonshire Council. Brilliant. I'll add that to the institution. We usually send them to Glasgow anyway, because a lot of the councils within Scotland, their historical records are kept within the Mitchell Library, which is associated with Glasgow. So that's the reason as to why we sent a subject access request to them. But I'll go ahead and I will send a further subject access request to East Dunbartonshire Council, considering you just confirmed that on the phone, and then I'll also send a subject access request to Castle Milk Medical Practice. Is there any other councils that you can think of where you possibly may have been under?
My whole supervision time from I was back up in Scotland was East Dunbartonshire. I was under the provision, I was just, I think it was the 21. I was one of the late ones. I was a few years late just because of the situation I was in. I was still homeless. They were paying for accommodation and stuff like that for me. So,
yeah, okay, that's fine. And was that before? Was that whilst you were under the age of 18?
Yes, yeah. Right. I came back up to Glasgow when I was 10, maybe 11 or something like that. And as I say, I came from Oxford Lodge Residential and Secure Unit, and I went straight to St John's Residential School. I was in there for a year or so, kind of spiraled with what was going on, and then ended up in the Secure Unit. I was there till I was 16.
Yeah. What was the Secure Unit you was there until you were 16?
St Mary's.
St Mary's. Yeah. All right, fantastic. Okay, no problem. That is all the information that we require from you at the moment. My manager is quite close, so I'm just going to quickly mute the phone call just to inquire about the English scheme and to see if it is something where you'd be able to obviously apply for in the future. And then I'll just make you aware of what he said. I won't be one moment. Is that okay?
No problem, mate.
Brilliant. Hi David, yeah, I just spoken to my manager now and said, but once we've dealt with your Scottish Regis application, it's been sent to the panel, we'll then give you a call back in relation to the English scheme and see how we can go forward from there.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Have a lovely day.
You too. Speak to you soon, mate.
Cheers. Bye.